What do you want? Statement of purpose? Should I email you? Should I put this on your action item list?
Look.
You decide your own level of involvement.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, the newest show of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. This live episode features the situational awareness you need to practice self-reliance and independence. Introducing your hosts, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, and Future Dan, the editor of FutureDanger.com.
Hey folks, Patriot Power Hour, we're live once more, June 16, 2020, episode 101, Ben the Breaker of Banksters Cochran, here with Future Dan, Future Danger. How you doing, sir?
Yeah, good. We got strange news tonight, I think, to discuss.
We got a hell of a lot of news to talk about. Strange is just understatement, but I know what you're talking about specifically is something we've never talked about here. Have we?
Not once.
I don't think so.
No. India and China are exchanging volleys and gun battles that are killing a lot of people. In the dozens, up in major mountains adjacent to the Himalayas. It's not the Himalayas, but it's nearby. So, that hasn't happened since before India had nuclear weapons. And now we got gun battles on borders with China and India. The interesting aspect of this is in the design of Future Danger, this wasn't accounted for, right? So
no indicator for it?
No. Not, you know, India and Pakistan having a nuclear war. I remember war,
in India, Indo-Paki war begins, something like that.
That is far more plausible an event and could be, you know, absolutely terrible. But China and India and whether we have a strategic situation unfolding that is just an Asian border war. You know, China fought Vietnam separately of everybody else. China and Russia skirmished in the 70s, and Chinese forces handed them many losses. India and China have done this too, but they're nuclear now. So that's not what we usually see, and we've never talked about it on this show.
No, definitely not. So I know this is breaking news today. I mean, I first saw it early this morning. Do you want to, I didn't really look too much in detail. Was it four? I thought four were dead.
No, they're talking 20s. And
really? So I'm glad 30s. I asked because it's a lot worse than I thought.
And unknown numbers of Chinese troops. Chinese are not releasing their number. Okay. I saw tweets that apparently are from news sources close to the government in Beijing for whatever that's worth. I think it was Global Times, sort of a mouthpiece paper of the regime, and the personality there, who's, you know, officially not part of the Chinese government but does this all the time, basically serves as a unofficial spokesperson, said out of goodwill, China is not releasing casualty figures so that both populations domestically aren't enraged by it. So who knows what's been going on up there?
It's pretty crazy. So June 16th, yes, we have civil unrest. Yes, we have COVID. Yes, we have financial distress. We cover that pretty much all the time, and we have last 100 plus episodes, right? But this is something breaking today, something that hopefully doesn't turn into a theme that, you know, dominates episode after episode.
Yeah.
But this is something that we haven't seen before. As someone who has an understanding of the military and maybe how modern militaries have command and control, how could such a large, I mean, it's not a very large unit engagement, but on the flip side, still hundreds of men on each side, I would suppose. How could they do this without, did they do it without permission? Or did one of them make an incursion and the other just absolutely had to attack? How could this occur? I don't know. Neither country wants this to happen, I would suspect.
All right, so I'm not going to be right on all this breaking news, but what I've read, somehow Chinese forces crossed a border that has been skirmished over in the 60s and have done so recently, and Indian troops obviously are there. They're all through that region. It's the Kashmir, Jammu Kashmir.
Okay.
It's the northeast flank of that has Chinese border. And Chinese came over it. The Indian army negotiated, and then there was a date where they were going to go back across where the line is. And a commander went up to tell them that they're in violation of the agreement, and that's when a major gunfight erupted.
Okay, damn.
And apparently that officer has been killed with up to 20 of his troops.
Pretty crazy. So,
and this is
at that's where we stand now, I suppose. When was that, like, was that about 24 hours ago?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Just you know, this whole thing started 10 days ago. The events I just told you about started on June 6th. Okay. I believe the transgression. Could be wrong on that, but pretty close. And now it's come to this 10 days later. And you asked how many troops are there. It's 14,000 feet up. So I don't know if both regimes see this as a play to domestic, you know, arouse patriotism at home to distract from social discontent. We don't also cover riots in India on Future Danger because it's an American danger heat map, right? But they've been having them. And then, of course, we know what's going on in China on all fronts. We talk about that all the time. So what unit they put there for an ambush of Indian forces, if that's what it turns out to be, there could be a lot going on right now.
Definitely. So we'll keep an eye on that, as always, on Patriot Power Hour, FutureDanger.com. Follow along throughout the week, not just Tuesdays at 8 p.m., like we are here, 8 p.m. Eastern. So
so think about what it could do, like how it could spiral.
Well, and I'm also trying to connect the pieces to Hong Kong and Taiwan. And it sounds like China's getting pretty militaristic or aggressive. Yeah. And now the question is that saber rattling trying to build up their domestic support?
Probably is.
Or is it real, like they really are going to start pushing the pedal and being much more aggressive and actually getting in confrontations and starting a war potentially.
Yeah, well, I can tell you that the Taiwanese-Chinese front is active. We'll talk about headlines next segment, but that's going on. And, you know, we keep an eye on China because if that regime gets aggressive enough, you know, there could be shooting wars on its border. And how fast are we involved in them? I would say that 14,000 feet up in, you know, the center of Asia, a tiny, you know, glacial border post skirmish, probably doesn't get the United States involved. But, you know, these are nuclear powers now. And you can bet one thing, tonight there's awful lot of troops from both armies being moved nearby. Air forces are, you know, right on that border, probably, you know, full alert at each other, if not, you know, doing maneuvers on each other. Locking radars on, and then in the you know, the Indian Ocean, Chinese Navy's active, so watch for at sea clashes and reports thereof. India is fairly open society. The news does get out, right? And it's not always, you know, in the favor of just the Indian government. So we get a broader picture because it's happening with India.
Yep. So we'll be getting a little bit more into that, and a lot more into China in general and world geopolitics later in the show. I got a big announcement, though. Today is the start of season 11, correct?
Summer.
And I have a season-long contest I'm going to be announcing very shortly. Not today. I'm not giving it out today, so... But before warning, I'm giving you how to win today, and you got to enter over the next several episodes.
Good to keep people interested for somewhere on the order of 10 weeks.
Exactly. So I've already given away a couple silver dollars, and the most recent winner got one yesterday, I believe it arrived. He was super, super stoked. Guess what? I'm going to be giving away several, at least a few. Okay, I'm not sure how many. Between three to five silver dollars.
Enough to fill a chest?
Yeah. No.
A cigar box?
No. I'm giving it to one to each person. That's what I'm saying, is we're going to have like three to five winners.
Oh,
and it's going to be over a month or two period. And so I'm going to be giving more announcements on that to celebrate season 11. But hey, folks, guess what? We're giving away the real stuff here, and I'm proud to do it on Prepper Broadcasting Network. Having a lot of fun with that. So listen later into the show. I'm going to give you how you can enter this and get a little bit of a preview on that. But to repay us for that, not only do you got to listen to our show.
We need content.
We love that. But we want content.
We'll pay for it. With
guests in the future.
Silver coin for content.
We want some feedback on the show, some questions maybe. Maybe guest suggestions. I want, in our last contest, we gave a specific question, but I want something more. So, we'll get into that some more. But season 11, it really is summer. This is, the summer has begun. This is, what do we call this again? The summer of American danger.
Could be.
That's what might be phrasing this.
Pretty far away from America right now, though. We got to get back to America next segment.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we got the whole news blitz. We're going to be focusing big time on the latest in Seattle with that autonomous zone.
Fed's back at it.
We got, massive financial news left and right.
Debt monetization has resumed.
We got so much propaganda and surveillance state as well. I mean, pretty much everything's lit up pretty big.
We're going to catch everybody up tonight if you stay with us.
Yeah, and that's what we like to do here on Patriot Power Hour, all right? We focus on a couple big topics each week, but there's just so much to cover, so many different things to get into. We don't want to get tunnel vision, so that's what we'll be looking to do.
All right, let's do it. This is June 16th, 2020, episode 101 of the 11th season of Patriot Power Hour. Be right back.
At a gasworks wall, dream the dream by the old canal.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
This is a special announcement from the Prepper Broadcasting Network. Contact us now for preparedness consultation. We use a network of professionals to build your base of essential preparedness. Let us put you in touch with those professionals in emergency response planning, first aid and medicine, security tactics and training, gunsmithing, food safety, and community organizing. Our experts cover homesteading to bushcraft and everything in between. Build a real emergency response plan for your family or business. Create a written contingency plan complete with drills, guides, and annual goals. Customize your strategy to threats you face today. PBN experts can write your plan to address the six categories of base-level preparedness. We will discuss how to meet each need within your budget. Create an effective bug-out plan. There is a lot to the bug-out. If you are truly going to evacuate in an emergency, let's talk about it. Go deep and build out your prepping dreams. Have you tackled the basics? Take it to the next level with tactical and investment advice from our subject matter experts. Let's set up that initial consult and get your preparedness goals met. Go to prepperbroadcasting.com/preparedness-consultation. Affordable preparedness consulting starts with a $50 initial consult. This is the Prepper Broadcasting Network, building self-reliance and independence across the nation.
To oppose tyranny and fight for the rights our Creator bestowed us in the United States Constitution. We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Who wouldn't publish it?
I got it. Well, what am I supposed to do? You want to write a piece called We're All Fucked?
Yes, that's a perfect title.
Casey, Right now, every bank in town is unloading these shit bonds onto unsuspecting customers, and they won't devalue them until they get them off their books. This level of criminality is unprecedented, even on fucking Wall Street.
Jamie, this is me being honest here, okay? It took me years to build my relationships on Wall Street. No bank or ratings agency is going to confirm a story like this just because it comes from two guys in a... Sorry, garage band hedge fund that thinks it's the apocalypse.
Wow. I thought you were for real, Casey. You know, I have to say, I really did.
Really? Yeah, Jamie, you try being for real with a three-year-old and a wife getting her master's degree. Look, I'm not going to burn my reputation on your wild hunch.
Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
Economic news this June 16th, 2020. Starting with column 3, which we've never done before. Fed chair warns of significant uncertainty around economic recovery. More bad economic news. We have the U.S. government. Federal debt topping $26 trillion for the first time. Jumps $2 trillion in just 63 days. All right. This is failed state walking. Total U.S. debt increases by $1 trillion in 1 month. That was May. Treasury Secretary is now asking for another trillion rescue of the economy this month. Hotels, restaurants, travel, entertainment firms lined up. The president is weighing a different $1 trillion to spur the economy, infrastructure. Moving right along, breaking down the heat map, letting that sink in. Think of that debt, people. We have the Federal Reserve beginning purchasing of corporate bonds. The Fed has monetized all Treasury issuance in 2020. The stock market in the past 6 days, what was it, end of last week, stocks suffered their worst day since March with the Dow plunging 1,800 points. It was up 2% today. Saudis dumped record amount of U.S. Treasuries in April. That's your economic snapshot. Jobless claims, 1.5 million at last standing. Gold, 1735 as of tonight. Everything else on the gauges, folks, is in the non-red threatening level. Four economic indicators that have those measurables. Turn it over to Mr. Cochran for the remainder of the heat map.
Thank you, sir. Again, futuredanger.com. Follow along. First column, Liberty. New York City mayor orders COVID-19 contact tracers not to ask about protest attendance. Google bans Zero Hedge, which we've discussed many times on this show. And the Federalist from its ad platform over protest articles. Federal tax receipts show a record plunge in May, raising more doubts about employment data accuracy. Ongoing, this is a little bit more under the unreasonable search and seizure aspect of things. Multiple U.S. agencies have purchased this mysterious mobile eavesdropping device. Clicking on that for future review. We'll talk about that probably in the second half of the show. I want to get a little deeper into that. Colorado bill requires, quote, re-education classes for parents who refuse coronavirus vaccines. So not all the other vaccines that we've had all these problems with and they've had debate, whatever. The coronavirus vaccine. They're already floating that bill in Colorado. Pretty crazy. The highest rated article, though, in terms of threat and importance this week in that first column, international air travel down 99% from the same time last year. That's pretty incredible. 99%. Second column, security. Turkey caught with plans to invade Greece. I haven't read that one yet. Maybe we'll click on that one for future I'd like to get Future Dan's take on that. Low level, but building a trend. Taiwan testing missiles now. Chinese fighter violating Taiwanese air defense identification zone. No one got shot down, but escalating a little bit, added up after over time. SHTF level riots erupt is the indicator. This is trending. Seattle rioters storm City Hall after running cops out of the precinct, establishing their autonomous zone. This happened over the weekend, several days ago, but definitely this is new since the last episode of Patriot Power Hour. This Chaz autonomous zone. Heavily armed warlord as crime spiced 300%. Meanwhile, in Atlanta, protesters burned down a Wendy's in Atlanta, or excuse me, I already said Atlanta. Protesters burned down Wendy's where a black man was slain by police. Eyewitness account. What's really happening up in Seattle. So we're seeing all over the country. Cell operators hit with a massive cyber attack. You know, there were some others on the PBN. Fellow host thinking that yesterday we were hit by a cyber attack. And in fact, on the DAC today, Dave, the NBC guy, wanted to see if we were going to talk about that. Well, here you go. Were cell operators hit by a massive cyber attack? We'll hit on that and some other stuff later on. A little bit of activity with U.S. fighter jets being intercepted. You know, I'm not going to say it's normal, but it is low level, relatively speaking. Another article, this one, again, on Atlanta, the same Atlanta police fatally shooting the black man in the back. Under a different indicator, but related. Again, Future Danger tracks these in different ways. It's one of the unique and cool things about it. Korean War restarts. North Korea says it may send troops into parts of the DMZ. We've seen some saber rattling there, including from Kim Jong-un's sister. Let's move on to the fourth column, which pretty much has been the COVID column all of 2020. But it's the natural column. Starting with 2 million coronavirus cases now in the U.S. alone. In the Congo, we have coronavirus, Ebola, and measles. Imagine how tough that's got to be there. New strain of coronavirus locking China down again just out the last day or two. China's starting some lockdowns again. Not good. American nursing home COVID-19 deaths reached 50,000. That's little shy, that, but pretty much 50% of all COVID-19 deaths in nursing homes. Cases are surging. Alabama, South Carolina, Oklahoma, Florida. I don't know if this is the second wave or the first wave is still going, but you can find all those stats, as always, futuredanger.com. The rightmost column, fourth column. Keep up to date there. Keeping moving. We have scientists growing a model, quote-unquote, three-week-old human embryo from stem cells. I haven't read that one. That might be another one I need to really look into. That's kind of creepy. And we got a couple more, actually. We haven't talked too much about what are big here. Scientists make a small edit to human embryos. A lot of unintended consequences. That's a topic we do touch on. I think we need to talk a little bit more here on Patriot Power Hour over the next 100 episodes, let's say. Programming and gene editing, splicing, etc. So we'll look at that maybe potentially in the future. You know, there's a lot of other good stuff here, but I'm going to pass it Future Dan. Any articles you want to touch on more that maybe I missed in my read?
Yeah, I'll follow up with a couple of shots. That was Russian bomber group coming near Alaskan territory. We intercepted them, just to be clear for listeners. That was in the past week, Russian nuclear air maneuvers near our borders. Happened. It does happen a lot, but that was a big package.
Okay. Oh,
yeah, okay. Six Russian fighters, surveillance radar plane, and then two TU-95 bombers. So we see that, but... Just to be clear on that. And then today, North Korea destroyed a South Korean liaison office, blew it up. The same location that I think Kim Jong-un had hugged the leader of South Korea is now, you know, got demoed today. It's kind of a statement over in Korea.
Very interesting. So this has dropped off. And about the time we started Patriot Power Hour, this whole Korean things like looked like they were coming to a head. And Trump did seem to defuse the situation. But has that run out? Or what was North Korea just going into hiding to kind of regroup? What seems to be going on? Because things are going definitely sideways again.
They haven't done anything since we whacked Soleimani. I'm beginning to believe a potential scenario is some space-based weapon did that. And a demarche was issued to North Korea that said, you know, all your leaders, we can find them with these weapons. Here's what you're not going to do anymore. But apparently on the list was not blowing up the South Korean liaison office. So they did that today. I'm just speculating here, folks. None of that is factually based in anything I found online, but can't say it might not be happening. The Atlanta police fatally shooting the black man who was in his car, took the taser, ran away, was caught on film, is a horrible event. And I listened to a little Dave Chappelle in the past week, and he's got a perspective that is obviously entirely aligned with his people, and I can respect that. And this scenario that he paints about, especially Gardner in New York, getting the first to be choked out and dying from the police force, he made an amazing point. I want to get into that later. Might change your thinking because it did mine.
Definitely, for sure. We got to get into some of that. I probably watched the same Chappelle thing you did. Was it about a week ago?
It's his live performance. Little concert thing. Yeah, he was outdoors. Everybody had to sit apart with masks on.
Exactly. That was something to comment on itself. I wish we had some clips up on that. But no, if you haven't seen that yet, people definitely need to
do that. They'd probably sue us and own Patriot Power Hour trademark like within a week if we play that.
Well,
DCMA would get us struck, and the Intrepid Commander would be unhappy with that.
Oh, that's true. We gotta look out for the wider ship.
Could tell you some of what he said that I agree with, though.
All right. Well, on the other side, we'll get into that and a lot more. Got a lot of news to analyze and some articles I want to read too. Some big stuff. So we'll be right back. Stick with us, Patriot Power Hour.
Never a frown with golden brown.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Hold on. Stop the music. Are you supporting us on Patreon? Do you know that we are doing patron-only podcasts, videos, preparedness plans, incredible tools like our master preparedness schedule, all available at Patreon for $2 a month? $2. You've got that in your couch cushions. Not only that, that money goes to pay the bills for the network. We release ebooks from the hosts for free to our patrons. It's a tremendous opportunity. Not only is it a great value for $2 a month, but it makes a world of a difference for us. It pays the bills, to be frank. So support the network. Check us out at patreon.com/PBN. That's patreon.com/PBN, $2 a month, patreon.com/PBN.
To oppose tyranny and fight for the rights our Creator bestowed us in the United States Constitution. We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Whoever possessed God in heaven to make a man like Rambo.
God didn't make Rambo. I made him.
Who the hell are you?
Sam Trotman. Colonel Samuel Trotman.
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Your boy?
I recruited him. I trained him. I commanded him in Vietnam for 3 years. I'd say that makes him mine.
I wonder why the Pentagon would send a full-bird colonel down here to handle this.
The Army thought I might be able to help.
Well, I don't know in what way. Rambo's a civilian now. He's my problem.
I don't think you understand. I didn't come here to rescue Rambo from you. I came here to rescue you from him.
Well, we all appreciate your concern, Colonel. And we'll try to be extra careful.
I'm just amazed that he allowed any of your posse to live.
Is that right?
Strictly speaking, he slipped up. You're lucky to be breathing.
That's just great.
Colonel, you came out here to find out why one of your machines blew a gasket.
You don't seem to want to accept the fact that you're dealing with an expert in guerrilla warfare. With a man who's the best. With guns, with knives, with his bare hands. A man who's been trained to ignore pain. Ignore weather. To live off the land. To eat things that'll make a billy goat puke. In Vietnam, his job was to dispose of enemy personnel. To kill. Period. Win by attrition. Well, Rambo was the best.
Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
We're back on Patriot Power Hour, episode 101.
101.
Season premiere of summer 2011, 11th season of Patriot Power Hour and summer of 2020. I want to get back to what that Chappelle perspective was. Dave Chappelle made a point that when everyone is filming one of these confrontations, whether it's Minneapolis or Eric Gardner in New York City, there's never any fellow police officers that are holding back the force being used. And on the occasions when it exceeds anything reasonable and ends up killing people, you never see any police speaking up. And he goes into a long discussion of the former LA police officer who was black, who targeted the LAPD and ended up being killed in a mass, you know, swarming of LAPD and Southern California police. And this is only a few years ago. It made the point that the police act as a unified, you know, backing up people of their kind when one of theirs is killed. And it's the natural consequence of that is when people are killed in Atlanta, New York, Minneapolis, and they're black and it's white police doing it. You know, the resultant rage in the streets is almost, you know, sad to say, to be expected. And police reform possibly is coming. Trump apparently has signed an executive order barring certain holds, but I saw critiques of that unless police forces deem otherwise, right? Because he doesn't really have any executive authority to tell state and local police how to police. Constitutionally, it's a meaningless executive order.
Yeah. And I believe a big part of it is the training. Okay, it's come out that particular Minneapolis Police Department trained knee to the neck, you know, control position. And very, very great majority of urban police departments stopped that in like the 90s or even before. But Minneapolis, that was like their real train. And so that's one part. Obviously, this guy was a psycho, this police officer. He had tons of complaints and involved in other killings as well. So put that all to the side, though. Not that we need to put it to the side. It's not important. But there's just so many more consequences. And I think it could be just the tip of the iceberg. But it's more of a trigger. And it was, you know, It's the catalyst, the bang, but all the dynamite that's going to make the explosion, you know, don't let them hijack the narrative is what I'm trying to say, I guess.
Right, and this is one of those things that spirals into all kinds of terrible consequences for everybody involved. Black, white, all races in the United States end up with a very legalistic control of police forces, probably federally, where, you know, just all kinds of federal standards are going to be now used to manipulate this entire construct. And there's going to be a lot of growing pains getting to one national standard, what is or isn't legitimate police use of force, because the circumstances are so diverse. And at a certain point, you know, there'll be a risk of not being able to have police forces where people want to volunteer to take the risk of ending their lives in prison, because in the course of doing their job, defending everybody from, you know, undoubtedly there's criminals, right? Everybody acknowledges there's a whole lot of violent criminals. So how do we ever, you know, improve this? Is it, and maybe it can't be, sadly to say. And it's going to be a perennial thing that could tear us apart with riots at any time.
Well, that's good to the big picture, okay? That's what we try to do here on Patriot Power Hour. We can talk for hours and hours and probably days about this stuff, just like everybody else is. But let's look at the big picture. Let's look at how the different groups are being pitted against one another so the banksters can rob everybody blind, and so that the technocrats can continue to build their artificial intelligence and police state and surveillance, okay? So while we're all pissing around talking about these low-level matters, which are important, but very basic and innate, you know, just come on. We have way more important things. We, the 99.999% of all color, have a common enemy. And so, yes, we need to talk about this stuff, but man, like, I'm getting tired of everyone just spending all their time just going in a circle talking about, again, it's important stuff, but people need to, like, rise above it. It's so freaking cliche, but it's true, man. That's how I feel.
Yeah, but police forces are quitting now.
Well, like, exactly. We have here, freaking entire Florida police SWAT team resigning. So not only are they not going to be able to keep the streets safe, as quote unquote, and however, you know, loaded, if that's a loaded question or a loaded statement, but how many criminals will now be encouraged to commit acts that wouldn't have done it in the first place? So it's not only reducing the supply. I'm an economist, so I think of it all stuff like this, right? Your supply of law enforcement is going down, and now the demand for that law enforcement, i.e. the criminals, is going to be like, guess what? I'm not scared anymore. I'm going to do more crime, and it's just going to escalate. So it's hitting it from both sides.
I agree. What else we got?
Well, I also wanted to mention that something I wrote about on Dethroning the Banksters 7 or 8 years ago, the massive militarization of the police, was done on purpose so that they would crush resist, you know, crush the citizens, and the citizens would either A, fight back and then precipitate a civil war, or B, kind of attempt to have some Bolshevik revolution, no police, community, brown shirt, sort of community police. So it's kind of both ways. Pick your poison. I don't know which way it's going, but that's what they're pushing for with this defund the police.
There can't not be police. As soon as everybody just wakes up to, there cannot not be police.
This is like
you can rename them.
This is like Banana Republic dictator coming in and say they're overthrowing the worst dictator ever, and then within 10 years they're doing worse stuff. And that happens all the time. It's basic stuff. That's exactly what's happening. So there's a lot of angles to hit on this, you know what? And you know, I'll be the first to admit, I'm a blonde hair, blue eyes, white, straight, male, under the age of 40. The only class that is not protected by legislation for employment discrimination. And I know this because I'm in insurance. I know all this stuff. Okay, so over 40, you're covered. Gay, you're covered. Of color, you're covered. I'm not. So what do I have to say about this? Well, I think my opinion matters. My opinion is we all need to resolve this stuff, but can we at least in parallel try to come together and realize we're all getting screwed by the IRS, we're all getting screwed by the Fed, we're all getting screwed by the World Health Organization. I mean, that's kind of how I try to look at it from my privileged position.
Yeah. No, that blew me away.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm almost practically 40, so I'll be protected soon.
From what?
From age discrimination. I think I've been discriminated for being too young. But anyway, I'm not trying not to be a whiny.
I'm not sure
I don't want to be a whiny millennial. I'll leave it at that before I.
It's not much of a protection.
No, it's all good, though. I don't necessarily want that as a libertarian. I don't want the government to enforce that shit anyway. All right. I digress. I know your point over there. What do you want to cover?
Let's do some stuff. Science made to small edit in a human embryo. Frankenstein type news. Human embryo editing experiment gone wrong has scientists warning against a trend into the field altogether. Reprogenetics, editing your babies so that they're born with desirable traits. That's what we're talking about ultimately. That's how it's commercialized. All right? You can get into this article from the week, but basically abnormalities across particular chromosomes are happening. So it's a long ways away before we have living, breathing, speaking humans that were edited this way, as far as we can tell. But they're running into tremendous trouble. And, of course, in my opinion, it's utterly immoral to be doing that to an embryo at all. All right? But they're growing model human embryos, is a different headline, this week. Right? Scientists have developed a human embryo blueprint using human stem cells in an effort or in a breakthrough that could provide vital insight into the early stages of infant development. That's the happy talk for saying they've created a, you know, basically a human clone. The happy talk. And now they can test on it. It's repugnant.
Yeah, people. Here's another example where I love dogs. I love animals. I don't want cruelty to animals. And people get so pissed if you like test on pigs or monkeys or little bunny rabbits, but they don't give a crap about testing on human embryos when there's cells. Some people do.
This
but,
is Joseph know, right? Mengele.
It's way, this is way worse than like testing shampoo on bunny rabbits. Sorry, but way more people talk about that on Twitter than this.
I'm pretty sure that model was created to get around the 14-day ban in the United States of after the 14th day, you can't be tampering. As if 14 or 13 or 11, it's life. It's just, it's going to be a person if you leave it alone. Unless it's a model, then it's some grotesque thing that they can test.
Is that the definition of it? I didn't even know. Is that what they say? Or is that just what you thought?
What part?
In terms of 14 days. Is that actually the limit they put
in? I think there's a U.S. limit on that. But no one else in the world obeys it, so.
Interesting. Yeah, no idea.
It's being done all throughout the stages of life everywhere else on the planet. I'm sure in Chinese labs right now, it's hideous.
I can't believe we haven't destroyed ourselves yet. knock on wood. Just kidding, folks. We're not doom porn people here. We actually are positive, but we try to cover the porn future danger type articles.
Not going to let these go by.
Absolutely not. And we got about time for one more article before we go to break into the final segment. So let's hit it. And this is at, again, another shout out to the NBC guy. He specifically said in today's DAC he was interested in an update and our thoughts on potential cyber attack. Here we go. AT&T, Verizon, and Sprint. I mean, that's a great majority of telecommunications customers. They reported outages in Florida, Georgia, New York, and California yesterday afternoon. Verizon and AT&T insisted their networks were not down, but customers were having trouble when calling T-Mobile users. At the same time, outages also reported customers of Chase Bank, Bank of America, Netflix, Hulu, Twitch, Comcast. So these are all Fortune 100, even Fortune 50. I mean, even the gamers were down, the Call of Duty, Fortnite, you know, people. So DDoS, denial of service attack. This anonymous distributed denial of service, DDoS, you're right, says, holy bleep, I've never seen this before. This DDoS attack was absolutely gorgeous. So I'm no cyberpunk.
You're describing a picture.
Yes, exactly. On Twitter, it is pretty much every bastion of civilization across the world sending these attacks to certain locations in America. So this isn't just coming from North Korea, just from Europe, just
looks
from Russia.
Heavily out of the Middle East, and a lot Vietnam, of Europe. Very few from Africa, very few from South America, almost none from Australia. But all through Europe, just somebody grabbed everybody's computing power and chucked it at our mobile infrastructure. And
where does that look? D.C. area? What's that one right there? Is that like Denver?
Probably Chicago.
Maybe. It's hard to see. This is very small. But it looks like a few focal points of this attack.
I don't even know if this picture from Anonymous is accurate. It could be made up.
There you
up.
Go. Good point.
But Down Detector has the map, and it was widespread.
Yeah, so there was absolutely some sort of massive outage. Was it an accident? Was it a squirrel got caught up in the line on accident?
It's a cyber attack. I think was it a cyber attack? I think we know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's cyber attacks all day, every day. It's just who launched it? Why was this one different? Why was it more severe? And will the next one do more damage? That's the question.
Not much of a damage. We just didn't have cell phones
for that. Yet, but what's the next one? Maybe that's what you should be listening to the Prepper Broadcast Network when the entire internet grid goes down for a few weeks.
You might have to go without text messages for 2 days.
It's going
to
be chaos, folks. We'll be back to decide how to prep.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Here at the Prepper Broadcasting Network, our mission has expanded, and we have decided to use our influence to aid in disaster recovery. PBN is offering up our airwaves to nonprofits and boots-on-the-ground organizations that are affecting disaster recovery. The real people out there rebuilding lives. From organizations that reestablish the supply chain to those who deliver aid and even organizations that rebuild shattered homes and lives. The future of disaster response does not lay in the hands of some government organizations. No. It's up to us, Disaster Coffee. It only makes sense that PBN would partner with Disaster Coffee. Disaster Coffee is selling outstanding coffee that is roasted to order and shipped right to your door. A portion of their profits will be directly donated to disaster recovery organizations like Grindstone Ministries, Healthcare Ready, and Citizens Assisting Citizens. Disaster Coffee sources top quality beans that are roasted to order. You get coffee at its very best, but you also make a difference with every purchase. Disaster Coffee offers every customer the ability to join the National Disaster Relief Effort. Get yours at disastercoffee.com.
To oppose tyranny and fight for the rights our Creator bestowed us in the United States Constitution. We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Okay, Colonel, now you got us all scared to death. What do you and the Special Forces think I ought to do about your psycho out there?
Let him go.
Do what?
For now. Defuse the whole situation. Defuse him. Provide a little gap and let him slip through it. Then put out a nationwide APB. In a couple of weeks, you'll pick him up in Seattle or someplace working in a car wash. There'll be no fight and nobody else will get hurt.
I do my own work. I don't figure the best way to do that is to close my eyes and then hope he gets picked up in Seattle.
Well, if you send your people in there after him, they'll get killed.
You know, we're just a small hick town sheriff's department, Colonel, but we're expected to do our duty just like our heroes in the Special Forces.
In Special Forces, we teach our people to stay alive in the line of duty.
No shit. I never thought of that.
You want a war you can't win?
Are you telling me that 200 men against your boy is a no-win situation for us?
You send that many, don't forget one thing.
What?
A good supply of body bags.
Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
We're back here, final segment, Patriot Power Hour, episode 101. June 16th, 2020, and if you did not check out last week's episode 100, it's pretty evergreen, I'm telling you. There was a lot of stuff that'll last for the ages, not just in terms of our analysis, but we had a bunch of clips from over the years that really panned out, whether it's economic, financial side, or COVID. We were talking about COVID in late January, and trust me, it wasn't just us. The entire Prepper Broadcast Network was all over COVID, so... Great episode. Go into the archives. Check out episode 100 after this episode if you want some more PPH in your life. We got about 10 minutes left, Future Dan. One thing I wanted to say, and we got a couple more articles we want to hit, but an update. Fresh off the presses.
Update from Asia.
We have more than 30 Chinese dead in this India-China face-off. So this morning I read it was just 4. You said it was maybe like 20. Now we're seeing more than 30. And that's just the Chinese. How many Indians died? I'm not sure. Maybe we could look into this. It's dozens in total. So I presume that's 36, 40 or more. What else we got here?
Yeah, 20. The Indians are admitting 20. And American intelligence believes 35 Chinese troops have died.
So 35 Chinese and 20 Indians. That's a pretty hot number. More than 50. I mean, this is kind of a dumb analogy, but if 35 Canadian troops died and 20 American in an incursion, you think we'd be freaking, it'd be going crazy right now, okay?
Yeah, it's something to keep an eye on. It could just all go away, too. We could be talking about it next week at this time, or we might not talk about that sort of thing again for months.
Definitely. No. Years. And so, admittedly, we do diversify and kind of hedge our bets a little bit by covering so much different news. We talk about all these different things. A lot of them don't pan out. Some do. We're not, you know, soothsayers here. We're not trying to predict the future by any means. We're just looking at these trends, looking at these data points. This is a legit data point. But again, it may not be relevant ever again. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, and these are your typical U.S. News and Report anonymous U.S. sources. but according to the U.S. assessment, the Chinese government considers the casualties among their troops as a humiliation for its armed forces and has not confirmed the numbers for fear of emboldening other adversaries, the sources say. That's like straight-up war talk.
Damn.
Yeah, that is as hawk as you can get against China right now, showing up in U.S. News and World Report.
So one thing I want to say, and I want to get to these other articles, running out of time, everyone's talking about China taking over the world, taking over America. No. America may fall, and no one's really leading it, and everyone, you know, that's bad for us. I'd never foresee China taking the throne, so to speak. They got so many other problems themselves, and they got natural adversaries with Russia and India. Here's another pressure point.
Absolutely.
So, anyway.
Another piece of military state-against-state news. Turkey drew up plans to invade Greece and Armenia. We focus on Greece because purportedly Greece and Turkey belong to the same alliance as we do. That's where I think it can go bad, is the unraveling of NATO. I don't know if Turkey and Greece would ever cause that, because they've always kind of been at each other since the modern age. But secret reports showing up in the Jerusalem Post that, you know, Turkey was prepared to move troops near or into Greece if necessary while the war with Syria was raging.
Yep. The way I look at this, I try to look at it in both ways. A, as if this is 100% fact, and B, as if this is 100% a plant. Who stands to gain either way? Who stands to gain both ways? If it's, you know, so who knows? We don't know who the secret sources are. And this type of clandestine stuff happens. It's impossible for me to tell from where I'm sitting. But
like, we're going to release data this, point. And then behind the scenes, if you don't do something we need you to do, here's other things we can also release, just like this, into the public.
Yep.
That stuff is part and parcel of the Middle East.
Absolutely. So, interesting data point. I get another data point. Can't predict the future, but everything is correlated, I will say that. Multiple U.S. agencies have purchased this mysterious mobile eavesdropping device.
The crossbow.
So this isn't the Stinger. No, it wasn't the Stinger. What was the other one?
Stingray is the device that local police can tap all phone calls in a local area.
So this is new. Multiple U.S. federal agencies have obtained a mysterious new eavesdropping device thought to be designed to monitor 4G-enabled mobile phones. Very little is known about Crossbow other than it iterates on the Stingray.
It's an updated
Stingray. ISMI. Okay.
ISMI catcher. All right? That catches any phone that's on any network and exactly where it is. And, of course, they have your social and your name, so they know that at least you own that phone. Probably you're with it.
What they do is they mimic the qualities of a cell phone tower and, by this mechanism, record the SIM card identity, eavesdrop on calls, access text messages, capture location data. I'm sure that's even more. So pretty much they trick your phone into thinking that it's a cell tower, interacts with it, pretty much hacks it from there. Damn.
Yeah, and then they do parallel construction where they know all about the wrongdoing, but they're never going to reveal they did it this way. So they wait until they have other evidence on people and It's highly, highly effective policing in that sense, but it's also unconstitutional.
Exactly.
In a lot of senses.
Perfect example of slippery slope. Like, if you said, hey, we're going to use this to parallel construct a child molester or serial killer, I'd be like, that's awesome. Let's do it. Let's bust them. And you actually have the true hard facts. I'm like, okay, that wasn't due process, but we got them. But then it like goes down and down and down, slippery slope, and before you know it, like we're in all the gulags.
And this technology was hard to stop because U.S. Marshals don't have any probable cause requirement because they're going after fugitives. And okay. Because people have already been convicted and they're trying to find them escape, they've always been able to search like this. And now it's just all police forces are getting it.
Very interesting. See, that's great nuance. That's good stuff. That's value added for this that I never even would have considered.
And the Marshals took it straight out of Special Operations Command.
Yeah, and in wartime, of course you'd use something like this, okay? And then U.S. Marshals against fugitives, okay, that's kind of that's justified, right? Especially dangerous, on the run,
armed fugitives. And now the stage is set for some horrible abuse of power.
And this is a perfect example where people on, quote-unquote, our side of the fence might say, well, we need to use this to track down Antifa and stop these riots before they happen. Okay, what about when the next administration gets in and doesn't look so kindly on Second Amendment protests, right? So there's a reason we got Bill of Rights and Constitution. Don't throw it away just because you're pissed off about one issue or another, right?
It's going to be ham radio.
Oh, man. We need to... who's our expert on PBN and ham radio?
Yeah, we're... that.
Call it out. We need some help here on the PPH.
It's all that's going to be left to use. That's via Motherboard, that article.
Man, we need to get the Prepper Broadcasting Network ham radio.
So you got about 1 minute left to get your say in on what the chairman of the Federal Reserve said today.
My friend, Mr. Powell, Fed Chair warns of significant uncertainty around the U.S. recovery. No, duh. Still having more than a million new unemployed every week. What do you think? I do pay attention, obviously, to the Fed. I didn't pay attention to what he had to say today specifically. But recently he did say they're keeping interest rates at zero till like 2022 or beyond. They're going to keep pumping out stimulus. And, I mean, multiple articles on future danger. Another $1 trillion coming from the Treasury. They're going to start buying corporate bonds. They're going to start buying stocks. I mean, it's like $1 trillion a month. Maybe now that's a partial shutdown. It'll just be a few hundred billion per month. But they ain't going to have this money forever.
Is it going anywhere? Is it getting anybody closer to a decision point and what they got to do to be prepared?
Well, I am. We didn't talk about this. We'll have to talk about this next episode because there's the music, but sometimes it might be better to accelerate the debt collapse so we can get through it and rebuild on the other side.
It's not sometimes. Either it is or it isn't. And what comes with it, it all accelerates on us.
That's what we're going to be talking about next week, I suppose. Just so much news this week. Didn't have the chance to get into that topic, something we really wanted to cover. We had a lot of other stuff we wanted to talk about and didn't cover as well. Hey, we're used to 90-minute shows. We got spoiled. Maybe we'll have to go back to 90 minutes on the regular. But Future Dan, we got to get out of here and make room for the Next Generation show, okay?
Yeah, let's do it.
Absolutely. All
good
right,
show, man.
Good show. I'll see you next week. All right, buddy?